Firearm sales are sluggish these days, and for that, you can probably blame one of the most pro-gun presidents America has seen. Few businesses' fortunes are as tied to elections and events, like mass shootings, as the gun industry. And with the field for the 2020 presidential contest taking shape, those in the business are closely watching the race. Heath Druzin has more.
How are you today? You enjoying the gun show?
Raymond Amaro is chit-chatting with potential customers at his gun show in Caldwell, Idaho. We're inside a National Guard armory, appropriately enough, and the room is filled with rows and rows of pistols, rifles, and antique weapons. There's a buzz as a crowd of hundreds files in on a Saturday morning. Amaro is a gun show promoter who's been in the business for decades, and a lot of election cycles.
1981, I think I did my first gun show with my dad.
He knows his wares. In 2 hours and through countless technical gun questions, he didn't get stumped once.
It's a Rocky Mountain made in Salt Lake City, Utah. It's the original. The company has sold 3 times. Shoots 22 short rifles. It's a 5-shot.
And he knows what makes the firearms industry tick.
Gun sales are based on politics in many ways. And prices are based on politics, unfortunately.
Donald Trump ran on a strongly pro-gun agenda, and the GOP has shown little appetite for new regulations. But Amaro says a firearms-friendly president has been a bust for sales.
Obama was a good salesman for the gun industry. When he was in office, my gun sales went through the roof. And I like President Trump, but he's not a good gun salesman for us.
That observation is backed up by statistics. Gun sales seem to swing wildly due to elections and current events such as mass shootings. According to numbers from the National Shooting Sports Foundation, a gun industry group, gun sales spiked in 2009 after the election of Barack Obama. They rose again in 2013 after his re-election and the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting. And the pattern continued in 2016, when most people assumed Hillary Clinton would beat Donald Trump. There's some evidence for high-profile mass shootings boosting sales, though one recent study also showed dips after some attacks.
I dare say that there are few other industries that have to deal with these volatile swings in the demand for their products.
That's Jürgen Brauer, the founder of Small Arms Analytics and Forecasting, which tracks the gun industry. Brauer says recent swings in sales have been driven by fear of gun control and led many in the industry to make costly business decisions.
Fear of Mrs. Clinton possibly being elected stoked firearms demand, but then, as we know, someone else took office and essentially suppliers oversupplied and buyers overbought.
And that miscalculation cost some small gun makers their businesses.
Others, the larger ones, Sturm Ruger would be an example, simply retrench and lay off a large portion of their workforce.
He said gun owners too often stockpile before elections, but not everyone has the money for that. Andrew Wilson of Boise, Idaho, said he can't afford to buy a few rifles every election cycle.
It always makes me wish that I had a few $1,000 laying around just in case so I could make sure I have what I needed.
But with some politicians supportive of restricting high-capacity magazines, he's thinking of buying a few of those just in case. And because he saw stores get cleaned out of ammunition before and after past elections, he now keeps a reserve at home.
I've got a box that just sits there for each caliber that I won't go into just in case there's another scare like that, then I'll at least have something.
Many Democratic presidential hopefuls are proposing gun control measures such as universal background checks. That would mean only federal firearms license holders could sell guns, a potential hit to the gun show business. Here's gun show promoter Raymond Amaro again.
Yeah, I think it would affect gun show business because it'd be nice if all the dealers in here or vendors were FFL holders. But you're going to find 50% of them, I believe, are private sellers.
But despite the short-term threat to sales from the election of gun-friendly candidates, Amaro's still rooting for Trump.
It is strange dynamics, but you'd rather have a president that's going to do what you want done in the United States than one that doesn't. So you take the bad that comes with it.
For now, like the rest of the gun industry, he'll have to wait and see if his customers' buying habits ebb and flow with the ever-changing polls. For Guns in America, I'm Heath Druzin.